It's heading into the final, or I guess the second day, first day of the weekend, and gets a call that his wife is in labor, leaves after being up by two, leaves about a potential, almost about $1 million on the table. Well, loonies, I guess, since it's Canadian money. But anyways, nonetheless, is that something you would do? What do you do? He's being called dad of the year.
Look, he's got other tournaments he can play.
What if it was the final round? Does that change it?
You shouldn't even be questioning. He's having a kid. Yes, yeah. He should leave the tournament.
Yes.
Would anyone out there stay? 433-1037. 433-1037.
The question would be, okay, he was just – it's Canadian Open, okay?
Yeah. It's not a major,
let me
I understand.
Ask you this. If he's playing at the Masters or the U.S. Open or the British Open and this happens, does he leave?
Would you leave?
If you're leading in the tournament in a major.
Yes.
Sorry, kid.
Would you name your kid? Another question here.
I'm gonna name my kid Birdie.
433-1037. Would you name your kid after, like, if it's a U.S. Open and it's at Marion and you win at Marion? Would you name your kid Marion?
You name your kid
if
Marion.
If you don't go be with your wife.
You name your kid Marion.
433-1037. Would anyone stay? Major or RBC Open, Canadian Open, whichever one.
I think the Canadian Open, that's fine. You can leave.
You leave.
Because you can play.
You're talking about potential $1 million on the table.
$1 million. He doesn't. That's chump change to him because he can go play another tournament.
I don't think $1 million is a chump change to anybody. Well, I don't care what, except for Bill Gates.
Okay.
And some other people. Golfers.
You see what I'm saying, though? You can go to other tournaments. And he's a good enough golfer. He can win other tournaments. It's not like Ken Duke, who's only won one tournament. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, okay. But
he could go and win other tournaments.
But he's not considered one of the top players. He's a good golfer. And
he's a very good golfer.
Yes, I understand.
He'll make that up in two tournaments. I'm just saying, if it's a major, if it's Augusta National, sorry, babe.
We have some people on the phone that might be able to weigh in
on
the situation.
And we're going to hit you all up for villain votes, too.
Okay,
yes, we're
going to
get villain votes as well. Okay, here we go. We're going to start with Kathy. What's up, Kathy?
Hi. As far as that golf tournament, I don't know. If he could stay focused and if he was leading, I'd probably say, you stay, babe, and bring home the cash.
All right, Kathy.
I like it, Kathy.
I love it.
But I was kind of wanted to know, did Cedric Hobbs win or lose this weekend?
He lost. He lost. He had a stomach illness, and he couldn't answer the bell, I believe, in the third round, and he ended up losing. But he did say he was going to come back.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't ugly.
No, it was not. Hey, okay, real quick. Who do you like, Wicked Witch or Bane or Scarface or Scar or Leatherface?
Ooh, Wicked Witch.
Wicked Witch.
On the board. All right, what about Scar from The Lion King or Leatherface?
Oh, Scott.
All right.
Thank you,
Kathy.
Thank you.
The game continues.
Okay.
I agree with what William says here.
Okay, guys. Here's the deal.
Talk to me.
Okay. First, it's his first baby.
Yeah.
That's number one. You got to leave. Number two, his wife she's delivered 5 weeks early.
Oh.
That's the kicker.
Okay.
So 5 weeks early, there could be something wrong. There's something major. You got to go.
That's a good point.
So they planned out for him to play. And second, you know, you ask, would you stay if your wife having a baby? Well, not if you want to be married after that fact, you know. That's what I was going to say.
William, let me ask you this, though. Just let's take out all the 5 weeks and all that. But if it's a major, okay, you're playing at Augusta National and you have the lead.
For the sake of argument.
For the
what
sake
do you do?
Of argument, I'm just asking you, if you have the lead at a major, do you still
leave?
But
it's still your first kid.
You're still your first kid.
It's a toss up, but I'm going to have to say no because family comes first. Money will come by later on, but family is first.
William, I really like you, but I disagree.
Oh,
let him vote.
I don't disagree with you, William.
You want to vote?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and vote.
Leatherface or Scar?
I like the young lady. She said Scar. I like that one.
Okay, or Bane or Wicked Witch?
Bane is awesome. I kind of like Tim O'Hughes around for another one. I'll take Bane.
Bane is moving on. Okay, appreciate the vote.
Bye, bud.
Thanks, Big William.
He's a family man. South Carolina fan. What's
He's
up?
He's a stand-up guy.
How's it going, guys?
What's
up, buddy? How you doing?
Good. The guy before me stole my thunder in terms of whether it's his first child or second child, but I'll weigh in on the if it's a major.
Okay.
I would assume that if you're in a major and you're in the you've already had the conversation with your wife, like, hey, this is a major.
I agree.
I'm going to be leading. If I'm leading, I can't leave because it's, you know, how many times will you be leading in a major with the potential to win?
Exactly.
So, you know, everybody that calls in with that family crap.
I love this guy.
They're lying. You're at Augusta, leading, going into what was it, the final round or the first round?
You're going into the third round, technically.
Third round, yeah.
Well, the third round, I mean, you're leading. Now, you're talking about leading over Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, all these guys.
Yes.
This is your shot. This
Preach
is your
it.
One shot.
Amen.
You're not going to leave.
Amen. Thank you.
You're going to have them videotape it. You're going to have them stream it live. You're going to have them put it on the phone or whatever.
Oh, you're a YouTube sensation.
In between tee shots or whatever, you're going to be watching the video. Somebody's going to have the phone up doing whatever.
Yes.
You're not leaving.
No, you're not leaving. Okay, let me let you vote real quick. Leatherface or Scar?
Leatherface.
Leatherface moves on. He beats Scar. So also, what's our next matchup, Big Baby?
Okay, the next one is General Zod from Superman against Alex from Clockwork Orange. And the Joker from The Dark Knight, the Heath Ledger. Actually, I got that screwed up.
Oh,
it was actually.
Great.
You're confusing me right now.
I'm sorry.
One at a time.
Okay.
One at a time.
The Colonel from Inglorious Bastards, which was played by Christoph Waltz,
yes.
Against General Zod.
Okay.
General
Superman.
Zod. Okay.
And then Alex from Clockwork Orange against the Heath Ledger Joker.
I'll take the Heath Ledger Joker. And General Zod.
General
Is that
Zod.
General Zod in the latest or the first one?
I think that was the first one.
Where are we?
Was it?
I'm so lost. You take this.
We're still in the Batcave
division. Okay, we're good. We thank you for your vote. This has just gotten really confusing all of a sudden.
Okay.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. We're in the top
left.
Oh,
I see him. I'm good.
This is the thing. Acri makes out one of these stupid brackets, and then we have to maneuver through what side of the bracket we're on.
I confused.
Chris is easy to confuse. Steve, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. I've got a wrinkle on this thing,
okay,
too.
Tell me.
Let's say, so he dropped out at the end of the third round or the beginning of the third round?
He dropped out at the very beginning. It was before
okay.
He teed. He was on the driving range that morning practicing,
okay.
And he got the call.
Okay, let's say that same situation. This guy's ahead. He's leading. And let's say his wife's healthy, but they say, it's time. She could have the child. Let's say he leaves
okay.
And forfeits that tournament and goes there. And for unexpected reasons, the child's not born for two or three more days.
Oh.
And that can happen. Now, how do you deal with it?
Oh, you're not a happy camper. Nope.
Nope.
No,
what
you
do they,
are
what
not.
Do they, what do they? I don't know the exact word, but I'd be like, if the baby's head's coming out, I'm on my way.
Yes.
Right.
I agree with you.
Well, you just got to be with her, I think. I think that's
– if it's a, it's
you got to be with her.
I'm going to tell you right now, this is what I think. If it's the Canadian Open – you have to be with her. If it's the John Deere Classic, you have to be with her. But if it's Augusta National and
if
the
it's
Masters,
Augusta National and that happens, and
just Augusta,
leading,
or would you
or
put
no,
would you put the U.S.
I
Open?
I would put the U.S. Open.
Would you
in
put
there?
The British Open?
The British Open.
Okay.
The Players Championship?
Definitely.
No.
Definitely.
You wouldn't put TPC up there?
I would not. No, because I got screwed out of that deal.
Well, it rained on you. Cry about it. Saddlebags.
Thank
you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve. Oh, we forgot to let him vote.
Oh, okay.
And it is Zod from Superman 2.
Okay.
Did you call Acri?
No, it's on the list.
Okay. Paul, what's up?
Not much. Hey, guys. I got four kids, and the guy made the right decision. You got to be with your wife.
I agree. Like I said, if it's the Canadian Open, yes, I agree with you. You got to be with her. But
all right, Paul.
Now, Paul,
yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
You've got four kids. Your fourth one's on the way, and you're a good enough golfer to play it like the U.S. Open, and you're
correct.
Leading going into the third round. Do you leave?
I say you stay with your wife.
Okay,
that's
well,
a true family man right
I mean,
there.
I mean, that's especially with him having his first child.
Yeah,
that's a no-brainer to me.
Okay.
I mean, that's my opinion.
Hey, you know what? Everybody's got their own opinion.
I feel that opinion. I can relate.
I don't have kids, but I can see that, though. If
first kid, you got to go, right?
It is your first kid. I mean, I can
see
that. Yeah,
that's what I say. I mean, I don't know.
I respect your opinion. I do.
All right.
Hey, you want to
vote
Paul,
real quick? Can you vote?
Go ahead.
Okay. Matt?
Alex from Cuckoo's Nest against the Heath Ledger Joker.
I want the Joker.
Okay, another one for the Joker. And Colonel Hans, which is Christoph Waltz from Inglourious Basterds, so up against General Zod from Superman 2.
General Zod.
Okay, that's cool. One more for each of those, and then we'll move on.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. Let's go to Wayne. What's up, Wayne?
All right, I got a simple answer. It's the 21st century. The man should have planned a C-section. That's what he should have done before the tournament. Had the wife go get the C-section, get the baby out, and you're done.
Well, apparently it's five. Yeah. She was 5 weeks early, though.
A little early.
We just
learned that. So.
Okay. Well, if it was the Masters, C-section. Even if it is 5 weeks early, there you go.
I love it, Wayne. Hey, you want to vote for us real quick?
No, man. I gotta go. Y'all have a good one.
See you, Wayne. Thanks. Jordan, what's up?
How you doing, fellas?
What's up, man?
What's happening?
All right, first off, yeah, Canadian Open, I'd leave.
Yeah.
Canadian Open.
Gotta get out of there. Open.
If it's a major, though, I personally wouldn't leave.
No.
But think about the brownie points you score with your wife.
Oh, yeah.
You did leave.
Oh, yeah. You've got brownie points for life.
I don't know about that. Brownie points only last so long.
No, they don't last so long.
Hey, babe, remember when I left the major for you?
You can always bring that up later on. If she ever says, ace in the sleeve every time. If you ever have to sleep on the couch, you say, hey, look, I left the Masters to come be with you. Remember that?
You tell an emotional woman that, they will not.
That?
They don't care.
You remember when I left
they
the
don't
US,
care.
I left the third tee box at the U.S. Open to come be with you. Remember that?
Yeah. This is my career. This is my dream of winning, and I left it for you.
Exactly. Hey, real quick, let's vote. You want General Zod or the guy from Inglourious Basterds?
Inglourious Basterds, Colonel. He's awesome.
Okay, and what was the other one, Matt?
Alex from
Joker.
Go ahead.
Joker. Joker moves on. Cool.
All right. Appreciate
Man, you've done good work, Jordan. Hey, we're going to come back and take a lot more phone calls on this because this is a hot topic.
Do you stay? Do I stay or do I go?
No. If it's a Canadian Open, you go.
Should I stay or should I go?
That's what we need to come back with, Matt, for the music. Because you know what?
Like I said, up for him.
Look.
Get it?
Because my teases are so good. I still got to get to this Michael Jordan story that I gave an awesome tease for.
Yeah, that Marcus Jordan, by the way. What did he do again?
He exposed himself.
Oh, man. This is going to be good. I don't even know what happened.
There are a few things that you can get for $25 these days. Maybe a dozen cupcakes from your favorite bakery, or maybe a couple movie tickets. But when it comes to getting the hottest smartphones, $25.